Group talk.
Well, for me, Google always solves all of my problems, no matter what website you go to. For me, everything starts with Google.
Or Wikipedia.
Answers all of my questions.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can look up anything on Google or Wikipedia and you will find an answer. Not on Wikipedia, I've been told that it loses its credibility because any of the people can edit it.
Yeah, I've heard that as well, that Wikipedia, but there's some weird things dotted around, hidden in certain.
But at the same time, I feel like most of the articles are pretty legit.
Yeah, oh, definitely, yeah, because they're coming from real people with real perspectives, and they're edited by the owners of Wikipedia all the time. But what else do you guys use the internet for? What sort of...
I love reading food blogs.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm kind of a foodie, and I have a couple food blogs that I love to follow. And they... Well, for example, one called... My favorite. It's called Smitten Kitchen.
Smitten Kitchen.
It's got a ring to it.
It does. And it's very professional, very, really nice format, and she has really amazing recipes.
Yeah.
It's just...
Definitely.
See, for me as well, I always like to follow the gossip and what's going on around the world, so I'm always one that's checking all the gossip websites and all the newspaper, but the newspaper websites, but then also the entertainment section.
Yeah,
I'm one.
And I'm really into, you know, clarifying what you said and going back to it, I definitely use Google at the beginning of everything, but I'm very I'm very into the social networking aspect of the internet as well.
As is, I think,
Facebook.
Everyone now, the whole social networking is just...
Yeah, it's blown up exponentially over the past few years, but...
I can't even... 5 years ago, I wouldn't even known what Twitter or Facebook were, but now everyone knows what they were.
Yeah.
I hardly know what Twitter is.
All right, well, great.